Chapter 10, Trusting in God's Plan. Now, I pull a few things from the book on this one. And so here's what I know. When God is calling you, He does not want you to trust in uncertain people or uncertain riches. When I turned to God, He revealed to me people in my life whom I thought loved me and whom I could count on, and He revealed their true character to me. You know, Proverbs 29:25 points to the power and peace of placing your trust in God rather than in people. Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. This verse warns against living in fear of other people's opinions, judgments, or needing their approval, because doing so is a trap that can limit you, compromise your integrity, or steer you away from your purpose. Simply put, the fear of human opinion disables. Trusting in God protects you from that. I heard this quote from my good friend Garrett McGraw. He said, "Rejection is God's protection." And there are many people since I started this walk in Christ that I was rejected from. And there are many people that have publicly voiced their disapproval of me. And, you know, instead of being upset about that, I just realized that that's God's protection. They weren't meant to be part of my, you know, anything that I rely on or anything like that. Now, I've seen a lot of people, and you know, hear this warning. I've seen a lot of people that relied on money all of a sudden not be able to do anything right, and money flies away from them. This is not a life sentence, but it's a season of refining. And so this is to get you to trust Him more than money. And so know that, again, if you're experiencing money just being repelled from you like crazy, it's probably Him refining you to get you to more lean on Him and trust in Him than the money itself. Now, John 3:27 tells us that a person can receive only what is given them from heaven. Whatever result you're getting is from God. And so ask the question, God, what does this result mean? What am I to do about this? What do you have to say about this? And so know that God's plan isn't our plan. His ways are higher than our ways. We don't always understand how He's working in our life, but He is always working. So be sure to check out the questions and the prayer at the end of chapter 10.